Social media is where the campaign for the hearts and minds of Bolivian voters is being fought. President Evo Morales' private life is the main target. Every detail of his past relationship with a young businesswoman is being dissected. Morales admitted fathering a son with the woman in 2007. Their baby later died, but even that's been disputed on social media. The government says this dirty war has to stop.
For me, this is unspeakable. To use a dead baby and destroy a woman's life? That is what the opposition is doing. This is way beyond the limits of any sort of political campaign.
But analysts say this type of campaigning is unusual in Bolivia.
It is really nasty because this is the first time in which we are watching very clearly the impact of Twitter, Facebook and other social networks trying to distort information.
Voters will decide on February 21st whether to change the constitution and abolish two-term presidential limits. The no side say they're fighting a fair campaign.
One of the latest opinion polls puts the yes side on course for victory by 44.4% as opposed to 41.1% for the no.